Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services from more than 300 exhibitors, along with seminars from OSU Extension. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com. For details.
Well, cotton planting season is just around the corner, and we're always looking for disease-resistant cotton varieties and products that can boost cotton production and mitigate disease. I had the opportunity to visit with Kenny Melton, BASF's Western Regional Agronomic Manager, to talk a little bit about things producers need to be aware of during the growing season.
Well, they need to always be aware of, as they plan their varieties, they need to, always be aware of what issues they've had in those particular fields in the past. Typically the diseases tend to occur in the same fields, although not always. But for example, verticillium wilt, that typically is one that, stays within the field, and you may see a slight increase, year over year in that particular field, but you don't typically see it really bad all of a sudden in one field. It's typically something that, growers are aware of. So, plan for those things that they know. Verticillium wilt, with FiberMax have a lot of varieties that have very good tolerance to verticillium wilt. There's not anything that's totally immune to verticillium wilt out there, but we have some of the best varieties out there on the market today in terms of tolerance for verticillium wilt. And those are on our, they can find that on the information sheet that they can find on our website, or they can find from the retailers or one of our representatives. The other thing, besides verticillium wilt, bacterial blight is an issue that is not an every year thing, but there are certain times. So, if you happen to get good moist conditions, or if you're using center pivot irrigation, then you can certainly get those more humid conditions that are conducive to developing bacterial blight.
To hear my complete conversation with BASF's Kenny Melton, you could go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor report, exceptional drought still at zero, pretty much unchanged from the start of the year. Extreme drought also at zero, unchanged. Severe drought or worse is now at 0%, actually improved from last week's 0.19%. Moderate drought now at 8.47%, improved slightly from last week's 8.83%. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions are now at 37.86%. Those are up from last week's 33.76%. On the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, the entire state leaning around that 40 to 50% chance of rain through April the 13th. Well, if you wear denim, then you're invited. It's time once again for the 2024 Denim Bowl, coming up April the 5th and 6th in Oklahoma City at the Skirvin Hotel. On Friday, we'll kick off the welcome reception and casino night. Saturday morning is the golf scramble, followed by the 2024 Denim Bowl, with a great evening of good food, dancing, and live and silent auctions. Plus, we'll be inducting the newest members of the Oklahoma Cotton Hall of Fame. To reserve your spot, you can go to okiecotton.com. Once again, that's okiecotton.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.